I should be working right now. I had a booking down the road at the Dockers, but it fell through.
Disappeared in a puff of smoke? What happened?
You'll laugh.
Well, that's pretty well guaranteed, but you might feel better.
The social secretary at the Dockers wanted to book a tribute band. They're very popular, seemingly, especially the heavy metal bands. Get folk bussing in from all over, just like the real thing, so they say.
So they are. I've seen a few. Vegetarian Meatloaf was brilliant. So why did they book you? The Ace of Spades. Motorhead. Not much of a difference, right enough. You and Lemmy could be twins. Can you sing? You could have bust a few numbers.
She phoned me this morning, told me it was a sellout, and I think I've cracked it. That's never happened before. Really hitting the big time now.
You'll be playing the SECC next, your own series on Channel 4.
You're a mind reader.
They expected a rock band, and then you turned up.
And then I turned up. And it was just me and my bag of tricks and the look on their faces.
Said it all. Were they disappointed?
Furious, more like. The booze has been flowing long before I get there. And it's a sellout, right enough. And there were some pretty big guys in that room.
And they wanted their money's worth?
Yes.
And they were getting restless?
Yes, but I was waiting for my girlfriend, my assistant, to turn up. But she was late again. She's always bloody late.
This is brilliant. Right, so you were on your own. There's a room full of folks screaming for heavy metal. And there's you with nothing but your magic wand to save you. What did you do? I know what I would have done.
What?
Actually, I don't know. What did you do?
The manager took me to the side, said he'd double my fee if I just went out for a bit and did my act, said it'd be fine.
He thought they wouldn't notice a difference.
That's exactly what he said. You are a mind reader. I think he was a bit drunk, actually.
And a bloody coward.
He said it'd calm them down. Anyway, I walked out, set up my table, unrolled my banner with my name on and got ready.
What about the crowd?
Well, they were noisy, so I chose a trick my old Uncle Jock taught me. He was a professional magician too. Always open with a bang, he used to say. That gets their attention. He was fourth top billing at the Palladium once, right between Des O'Connor and Howard's Amazing Dancing Ducks.
I've never met him, but I like your uncle's style.
It's an old classic, a wee bit risky. Your timing has to be spot on. You see, you ask for a volunteer to give you their watch. You show the watch to the audience, put it in an envelope, take a hammer and smash it to pieces.
I've seen that great trick. I take it you switch watches before you start swinging the hammer.
Under normal conditions, that's exactly what you do.
And then?
These were not normal conditions. I asked for a volunteer, and the crowd just stared at me for about 5 seconds, then went back to their pints. Then this really big guy, he's got bleached white hair and a ponytail. He shouts out, tells them all to shut up, says, "Here yous, show some respect for the support act."
Oh, that was nice. What a lovely man.
He came up, gave me his watch, takes it off his wrist, hands it to me, stares at me and says,
"Do be careful, old chap."
My mother gave me that 35 years ago. Still works. Do you need a break it? Rock on, Tommy.
No pressure then.